Okay, so I wanted to talk today. It's a little bit past December 4th, and on December 4th at Marav, we began to say V'sein Talamata Levracha in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the lumdus behind the halacha. There is a piece from Reb Chaim in the Chidushi HaGracha Lashas in Brachos Dav Chavav, where Reb Chaim talks about the lumdus behind V'sein Talamata Levracha. So he says, he's talking about a case where a person, Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, he davens mincha, and he doesn't say, V'sein Talamata Levracha. But he doesn't realize it until it's already Shabbos. So he, you know, I feel like this is me always, everybody. You're running late, Erev Shabbos, you get to mincha, and quickly you're trying to daven as they're already in Chazaras Hashatz or whatever it is. And you rush through mincha, obviously not the best way to do it, but that's what happens. And then you finish, they're already in Kabbal Shabbos, you daven Kabbal Shabbos. After Kabbal Shabbos, the Rav gets up to give a dvar halacha, and he talks about V'sein Talamata Levracha, because that's this week. And then you think to yourself, oi, I forgot V'sein Talamata Levracha. So what do you do now? So on the one hand, you would say, well, the halacha is that if you completely forgot to say V'sein Talamata Levracha, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. On the other hand, what are you going to gain by repeating Shmona Esrei? Think about it. Friday afternoon, you forgot V'sein Talamata Levracha. So we're going to tell you got to daven again. What are you going to do if you daven again? You're going to daven two Friday night Shmona Esreis. The Gemara on the top of Chavav and Beis in Brachos, the Gemara says that if a person forgot to daven, didn't daven mincha Friday afternoon, they daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis. So you're going to daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis. What is that going to do for you? Shabbos Shmona Esrei doesn't mention V'sein Talamata Levracha because it's one of the middle brachos. It's one of the bakashos, one of the parts of where we request from Hashem. So it's not going to help you. So what would you accomplish? So Reb Chaim points out that Tosfos was already bothered by this issue, not in relation to V'sein Talamata Levracha. Tosfos was bothered by it in relation to Yala V'yavo. And Tosfos famously, top of Chavav and Beis, has a machlokas, which is known as the machlokas between the Ri and the Chachmei Provence. Chachmei Provence are not quoted in Tosfos. Tosfos quotes another opinion, but there's a whole tumult if that opinion is really saying the same thing as the Chachmei Provence. Some say yes, some say it's a different shita. I think that's why it's probably known as the machlokas between the Ri and the Chachmei Provence, because the Chachmei Provence are very clear about it. But the issue at hand is that if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and it doesn't have to be Friday, it's the last day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it's a 1 day or a 2 day. And at Mincha, you forget to say Yidavin, but you didn't say Yalav Yavo. So comes Maariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what do you do? On the one hand, if you're going to daven, if you're going to, you know, when you miss Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat davening. So you have to daven a second Shmona Esrei at Maariv. But on the other hand, you daven Shmona Esrei. What did you miss? You missed Yalav Yavo. But if you daven another Shmona Esrei at Maariv for Tashlumin, you're not going to make up the Yalav Yavo. So if that's the case, so then you don't really gain anything. Lo Yarviach Klum, you won't gain anything by davening a second Shmona Esrei at Maariv, and therefore, since all you were missing was Yalav Yavo, and you can't say Yalav Yavo, so there's no point in making it up. Those are the two ways of looking at it. That's the machlokas between the Ri and the Chachmei Provence. So Reb Chaim says that this is correct, that it's a machlokas. It's unclear what the psak is. In fact, there's no real hachra in even Lamaisa. There's no real conclusion. However, says Reb Chaim, Ulam, Bitalu Matar, Ein Lahakshos Kain. You can't ask that point, that lo yarviach klum, that you're not going to gain anything. So back to our case, Friday afternoon, you missed V'sein Talamata Levracha, and now it's Friday night, and you're going to daven a different Shmona Esrei, so you wouldn't say V'sein Talamata Levracha anyway. Well, if that's the case, in theory you could say, well, it's the same issue as Yalav Yavo. Says Reb Chaim, it's not true. Ein lahakshos kein by Talamata. Why? Mishum de Talamata whom he say der hatfila. Talumatar is part and parcel of the actual tefillah. Ukishalo Omar, having mishanim matbeisha tavu chachamim. You're changing the text, the phraseology that was coined by the chachamim. The chachamim gave a set text. You changed it, so you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Ukiilu lo esbal kol. It's like you didn't daven. Aval yalav yavo, rak chiyuv haskarahi. Yalav yavo is a hazkara, and that's the issue. In other words, really, the issue is it a hazkara or is it part of Shmona Esrei? V'lo havi kalo hispalel, rak shechayev lespalel shnayim, k'dei sheyazkir yalav yavo. In other words, one way of looking at yalav yavo is that it's a chelik of the actual, that it's a chelik of the actual tefillah. In fact, they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim that that's the machlokas between the Ri and the Chachmei Provence. Is Yalav Yavo a chelik of the actual tefillah? Or do we say, no, it's just a hazkara. It's something you have to mention in the context of Shmona Esrei. So you accomplished your Shmona Esrei, you just didn't mention Yalav Yavo. If you accomplished your Shmona Esrei, you just didn't mention Yalav Yavo. So it wouldn't help to daven Ma'ariv a second time because you already accomplished your Shmona Esrei. That you already got credit for. It's just the Yalav Yavo you're missing and you can't make up the Yalav Yavo. But the other opinion says, no, when you miss Yalav Yavo, you're missing the actual tefillah. It says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Talumatar, it's unanimous that you're missing the actual tefillah. It's an actual chelek of the Seder HaTefillah. Okay. That's the idea that Reb Chaim presents, which is that the same Talmud Levracha is fundamentally different than Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo, while it's a debate, whether it's part of the actual tefillah or it's just a hazkara that is unique to Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, whatever it may be, Talu Matar is a part of the tefillah. It just happens to be that we only say it in Eretz Yisrael, from Zayin Cheshvan, or in Chutz La'aretz for the 4th or 5th of December, up until the first day of Pesach. Okay? That's the words that are in the Chidushei HaGrach HaLashas. There's one of the contemporary Sfarim, the Moreshes Moshe, so he quotes a diuk that sounds like Reb Chaim. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Yud talks about what happens when you make a mistake and you forget about Saint Talamata Levracha and also Yalav Yavo. So I'll read you the words. The Rambam Perek Yud, Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Misha Shachach She'ela B'Berchas Hashanim. If a person forgets She'ela is the same talamat levracha in Berachas Hashanim is the bracha of Barich Aleinu. So if he forgets it, so here's the halacha. Im nizkar kodem shomei tefila. If he remembers before shomei tefila, shoel asagashamim b'shomei tefila. So then he can say the same talamat levracha in the bracha of shomei tefila, which we mentioned. V'ma'achar sheberach shomei tefila. Let's say you missed shomei tefila. Chozel Berachas Hashanim. So you pass Shema Koleinu, you're in the middle of Modim, and you realize you forgot Saint Amal Tlevracha. So the halacha is, you go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Okay. Ve'im lo nizkar at shehishlam kol tefillah. So what if you didn't remember Talumatar until you were completely done with Shmona Esrei? Chozer l'rosh, you have to go to the back to the beginning. And then the Rambam adds in two words, u'mispalel shnia. You have to daven a second time. Okay. Those are the words of the Rambam. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam talks about what happens when you miss Yalav Yavo. Halacha Yud, Tav lo hizkir Yalav Yavo. If a person makes a mistake and he doesn't mention Yalav Yavo. So, im nizkar kodem shiashlam tefillah, so chozer l'avodah umaskir. If you remember before you finish davening, so then you go back to avodah, you go back to Ritzei, and then you say Yalav Yavo, umaskir, and you mention it. Vim nizkar achar shiashlam tefillah, so chozer l'rosh. And if you remember, after you already finished Shmona Esrei, then Chozer L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Now, and that's the end of the halacha regarding Yalav Yavo. So, two really identical halachos, in the sense, obviously, a little bit different because their placement in Shmona Esrei, but identical in the way they present, they go through what happens when you miss, and both of them are the same in that if you finish Shmona Esrei and you haven't said it, then you have to go back Chozer L'Rosh. Except that in Halacha Tes, the Rambam added in the words U'mispalel Shnia. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam just said Chozer L'Rosh, period. But in Halacha Tes, when he was talking about Saint Talmud Levracha, it says the words U'mispalel Shnia. Why did the Rambam add in those two words? So the Moreshes Moshe suggests that maybe Mispalel Shnia is you have to daven again, meaning you have to daven a second time. Why is the Rambam madgish that you have to daven a second time? Because if you missed the Saint Talamat Levracha, the Rambam is telling you, you have to daven again. You know why? Because you didn't daven the first time. But when it comes to the Yalav Yavo, what does the Rambam mean by just chozal l'rosh? The answer is, you davened already. It's fine. It's not a problem. The only thing is, you missed the Alev Yavos. You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. In other words, the diuk is, by Saint Talamat al-Racha, the Rambam says, you have to go back to the beginning and daven again. Why? Because you didn't daven the first time. But when it comes to Alev Yavo, the Rambam says you have to go back to the beginning. You don't have to daven again. You have to say Alev Yavo again. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say daven again. It just says go back to the beginning. Because you can only see, can't say Yalav Yavo just by itself. It has to be in the context of the Shmona Esrei. Memela, the Chachamim said that if you forget Yalav Yavo, you got to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. But not for the Shmona Esrei, only for the Yalav Yavo. That's the diuk that the Marashas Moshe has in the Rambam. Now the Hart Tzvi, that's Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank and Arachayim Simon Nadalad, he's cholik on Reb Chaim. And he writes that the Saint Talmud of Bracha cannot be a chelik of the matbea of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. A very simple raya. His very simple raya is: what happens if you forget in Baruch Aleinu and you're in Vali Rishalayim Yerchav Rachum Tashuv and you remember? Oh, yeah, I didn't say the Saint Talmud of Bracha. Do you go back to Baruch Aleinu? The answer is no. You don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. You wait until Shema Kaleinu and you say it there. Now, if it was a chelik of the matbea of the nusach of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then not only, you know, when you miss Shmona, when you forget completely, you have to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. But even the bracha Baruch Aleinu by itself, you didn't say the bracha Baruch Aleinu. So you'd have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. But that's not what we do. We just say it in Shema Kaleinu. What does that show? That shows that it's just a general nusach. It's a general nusach. It's not miyuchad to the matbea of the text of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, but it's a general nusach that has to be said in the context of Shmona Esrei. That's the Ritzu Pesach Frank's taina on Reb Chaim. The fact that we're able to make it up by saying it in Shema Kolenu shows that it's not really part and parcel of Baruch Aleinu. If you look at the Har Tzvi over there, he quotes from one of the Achronim, the Chesed Lavram. He brings a raya from the Chuvas Chesed Lavram, who also seems to come out the same way. So there's a Sefer Siach Tfila, which is a Likut on different inyanim in Tfila. So over there, in the version that I saw, I think there's a couple different printings, but the version I saw was page 267 in Ha'ara Shin Mem Aleph. They quote B'Shem Rav Pam, that Rav Pam was once commenting about this Rav Chaim, and he said that the Kavana of Rav Chaim was never that it was a chelik of the matbea of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. It was the matbea of tefila Shmona Esrei. It just happens to be it's placed in Baruch Aleinu, but not it's part of Baruch Aleinu. It's part of Shmona Esrei. And the truth is that if you look at the lashon of Reb Chaim, it's meduyik that way because we read the words at the beginning. I'll read them again. His words are detalu matar who miseder hatfila. It's miseder hatfila. It's part of the arrangement of tefila. The Reb Chaim never said it's part of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. It's part of the seder of the nusach of tefillah. So those words have to be said in the context of Shmona Esrei. We put them in Baruch Aleinu, but if you say them in Shema Kaleinu, it's also good. So maybe that's a little bit of a teretz for the Har Tzvi that Reb Chaim never meant to say that it was it was attached to Baruch Aleinu. And that's why you're allowed to repeat it in Shema Kaleinu, because it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way. It's interesting. There are some from the Birur Halacha, Sefer Birur Halacha. He wonders if Reb Chaim ever said this. He has kashas on Reb Chaim, and he says, you know, I wonder if it was really said by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in stencils was shmuas that were heard b'shem Reb Chaim, and they were collected. And like anything, when you have shmuz collected from the Talmidim, there's you know, there are times when there's a mistake. There's you know, that sefer was chidush agrach alashas. Maybe something crept in. Maybe some a Talmud heard, thought it was Reb Chaim. Maybe it wasn't Reb Chaim. Maybe it was another one of the mishpacha. There are some versions of that sefer have the chidush agrach and the griz, and sometimes the gram. That's Reb Moshe, the brother of the griz, this other son of Reb Chaim. And maybe something crept in that wasn't from Reb Chaim, and he never really said it. In Yeshurin, in Chelek Dalet, on page Tavshin Samach Aleph, also he talks about this, and he suggests it could be that it's possible that Reb Chaim never really said it. La halacha l'maisa, the Reb Chaim Noah in Ketzos HaShulchan, he writes la halacha that if a person forgets Saint Talmud Lebracha in Mincha Friday afternoon, they do not daven a second Shmoneh Esrei. So he disagrees la halacha with Reb Chaim. The Dayan Fisher, Reb Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in Eben Yisrael in his Tshuvas, he also agrees with Reb Chaim Noah la halacha against Reb Chaim. And again, Reb Chaim would tell you that if you forgot Saint Talmud Lebracha Mincha Friday afternoon, you should daven Friday night twice. So that's Reb Chaim, the Lamdan, but we see that Reb Chaim Noah and Reb Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, they both suggest la halacha not like that. Additionally, Reb Sternbach in Chelek Zayin of Tshuvas Vanhagos, Reb Sternbach has an Eitzah. He says unclear if the halacha is really like that, so he has an Eitzah, because if a person listens to the Berachas Mein Sheva, and I think it's Siman Reish, at the end of Siman Reish Samaches, I think, that the din is that if a person listens to Berachas Mein Sheva, they could be Yotzei Shmona Esrei that way. So Rav Sternbach suggests that if a person forgot the Saint Talmud Lebracha on Friday afternoon, that he should daven his regular Shabbos Shmona Esrei, and then he should listen to the Berachas Mein Sheva of the Chazan, and have in mind to be Yotzei with that as a Tashlumin if it was necessary for the Mincha. Okay, Lamaisa, there are others who disagree with Reb Chaim. There's a diuk in the Magen Avraham and some in Kofches. The Magen Avraham writes venerely, Dim balayla gamkin rosh chodesh. If a person forgot Yalav Yavo during Rosh Chodesh, and that night is also going to be Rosh Chodesh, l'kul yalma yispal. He's talking about the case that we mentioned before about Tosos and Brachos when you forgot Yalav Yavo at the end of Rosh Chodesh. But here he says, but let's say it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and on the first day at Mincha you forgot Yalav Yavo, that for sure, L'kulei Alma Yispal. Everybody agrees you should daven a second Maariv, the Hayar Viach, Shayom Yalav Yavo, because you have to say Yalav Yavo at night, so therefore when you daven the two Shmon Esrays at Maariv, which is the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you'll say Yalav Yavo, so you'll make up for the Yalav Yavo you missed at Mincha. And then the Magen Avraham writes, V'hu adin b'lil yom tov sheni, V'hu adin im shachach v'sein talamat l'vracha. The same thing would be true of v'sein talamat l'vracha. What does it mean, hu adin, the same thing would be true? Same halacha means, the same halacha is true, that if at night you also say v'sein talamat l'vracha, then you for sure would do it. Meaning, that if at night you're not going to say v'sein talamat l'vracha, then it's not pashut at all that you're going to repeat it. And that seems to be in line with the Reb Chaim Noah and Reb Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, a diak and a Magen Avraham, not like Reb Chaim. And if you look in the Yeshuas Yaakov from Reb Yaakov Orenstein, also the Gedolei Achronim, he writes that he deals with the Shaila in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin and Sivkot and Gimel in the Yeshuas Yaakov. He deals with a case. Somebody forgot Talam Atar on Friday afternoon. Same case as Reb Chaim. And he says that the din lechora, the din is tali in Tosos and in Machlokas between the Ri and the Chachmei Provence, that it'd be tali in that issue. So you see the Shuvas Yaakov also assume not like Reb Chaim. So those are some of the marmakomos related to the lumdus of Reb Chaim, that Talam Atar is the essence of the bracha with the diuk of the Rambam. And those who disagreed, there are others for him to talk about it. So I want to end off with a beautiful story about Saint Talamat Lebracha. It was Beis Kislev. It was 1962, and Rav Aaron Cutler was nifter. And they had a levaya in America, and then they brought there was a kvura in Eretz Yisrael. So at that time, there was a big drought, and I've seen this story quoted in different places, and there was a big drought, and one of the Zakenim, one of the elders over there, I don't know, Yerushalm, whatever it was, said that there's an old segula that if you put a smartut ratuv, a wet cloth, in the hand of the tzaddik, who's nifter, and you put it in his hand, and you bury it in his hand, so it's a segula that he'll go up to Shamayim, and he'll daven, and he'll beseech Hashem on behalf of the people, and rain will come. So, whatever it was, this Zaki Nechad, his skula won the day, and they did it. That's the way the story goes. They put this wet cloth into the hand of Reb Aaron, and they buried him with it. And that night, the rain came, and it rained a lot, and it was very helpful for Eretz Yisrael. And everybody was talking about this wonderful skula. The skula made it back to America. And, people were saying, oh, look, Reb Aaron went before the Kisei HaKavod, and he davened for us, and it worked. And Reb Yaakov, they said this to Reb Yaakov, this is what happened. Rabbi Yaakov commented, like, that's not why it rained. Not because of a skula. It rained because that night was December 4th in America. So in America, everybody started to say V'Zein Talamot Al-Varcha. We started to daven. We start to daven. Hashem, listen to our tefillos. What do you think? What do you think? It's a game? It's a joke? Davening is important. Hashem listens to tefillos. And that was Rabbi Yaakov's take on this maisa. So V'Zein Talamot Al-Varcha, Itaka helps. Itaka helps. Every tefillah helps. Every sincere tefillah helps. We should be zocha, that our tefillah should be niskabel. Saint Talamotar and all the other tzrochim that Klal Yisrael has.